Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
College football writer for CBS Sports. Host on Sirius XM's College Sports on at Twitter, at Barrett Sally. He joins me now. Barrett, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Should Ole Miss and Tennessee be thinking about a coaching change at the end of the season?
Yeah, I think they should. For Tennessee, like, you don't want to just cast Pruitt aside after two years. But I mean, that was one of the worst losses I've ever seen for Tennessee, and not just because it was to Georgia State. It was because Jeremy Pruitt looked disinterested. Like, it looked like he didn't care, and they looked completely unorganized. And I think more importantly, they looked overmatched from a physicality standpoint by Georgia State, which is not acceptable. And so, if that continues and this turns into like a 3-9 or a 2-10 disaster, which I think it could, then yeah, I think you sort of have to, because it doesn't seem like there's a rock bottom for Tennessee at this point. And if Pruitt's going to dig that hole deeper, then what's the point, right? For Ole Miss, I think you could consider a coaching change. I don't necessarily think it's the right thing to do. I would understand the argument. I wouldn't agree with that argument just because you had Matt Luke hired two former head coaches in the offseason. I think when you look at that this year, I didn't expect a whole lot because you lost those wide receivers and because you lost a really good quarterback in Jordan Ta'amu. So I'd be more reluctant to make a change if I was Ole Miss than Tennessee, but I could certainly understand an argument and just would disagree with it.
Tennessee right now, I'm just looking over at recruiting rankings. Do you care about recruiting rankings at this time? Right now they're ranked 10th in the SEC, 22 nationally. Ole Miss is, I don't know where Ole Miss is. Yeah, does this matter to you at this point? Does it factor in? And by the way, whose fault is it that they're getting beat up on both sides of the line? Is it his fault or is it Butch Jones's fault?
It's both of their faults, really. I think Butch Jones didn't recruit well there. That's a problem. But Pruitt hasn't done a really good job either. And so, yeah, it's both of their faults. And as far as recruiting, no, I don't really get too caught up in it right now. Maybe now more than a few years ago when there wasn't an early signing period, just because, you know, a lot of these kids are going to sign early. And if you don't have a pretty solid recruiting class now, specifically guys who do sign early, then that's a problem. And you're sort of left with picking up leftovers during January, which you don't want to do. So I do, you know, I pay a little bit more attention to where teams are right now than I did a couple of years ago, because we did see basically National Signing Day mold itself into the one that's in December and really relegate the one in February obsolete at this point.
Ole Miss, by the way, is 9th in the SEC, 21 nationally. If Tennessee had hired either Muschamp or Leach, would they be in a better position than they are right now?
Well, I don't think they could have hired Muschamp.
Not
I think
Muschamp.
He would have been.
I mean Shiano. I misspoke.
Shiano. Shiano would have made it as much worse.
Yes. Would have made it worse.
But for Leach, they should have hired Leach. And what's weird about that whole situation is, you know, I was on Tennessee fan's side during Shiano Sunday. Yeah. I fully understood why they didn't like it. I didn't like the fact that they used the Penn State stuff against him. If they had just stuck with the fact that he's an awful coach, I'd have been totally fine with that, and that's what they should have done. But the weird part about it is Curry actually got the hire right with Mike Leach, but he got fired before you could get him. After all the crap that John Curry went through and all of that drama, 6 or 5 days after Shiano Sunday, he was flying to Pullman to hire Mike Leach, which is what he should have done the week before. And he would have had a job and Tennessee would have been better off. So they'd have been much better off with Leach. And not to say that Pruitt can't get the job done. I fully thought that he, at the time, after all that they went through, he was the right man for the job. Now maybe not. But if they had Mike Leach, they'd have been way more relevant in the SEC in year two than they are right now.
Okay, Auburn obviously pulled one out in impressive fashion against Oregon. Did they persuade you of anything?
No, because it looks like the same Auburn team as last year. A quarterback who makes plays despite getting no help from his offensive line, a running game that is sporadic at best because of a bad offensive line, and a defense that is absolutely stellar. So, no, they didn't change my mind about anything other than the fact that they are capable of wearing out a Pac-12 team, which is what they did to Washington last year, and it's what they did to Oregon this year. So they didn't convince me of anything really beyond the fact that Bo Nix, I think, because, even though he made some freshman mistakes, the trust between him and Malzahn is there. And he's wiser beyond his years. I mean, go back and watch that fourth quarter when they were down, and even when they were in that final drive, when you know that he had the fourth down run and he had a third down completion, he looked like a veteran. So that's the only thing that really stood out to me. Everything else just makes me think that this Auburn team is no different than last year's, and if they are going to be better, and they're going to have to get better offensive line play. And after a year and one game of that offensive line, I just don't see how you can trust it at this point.
All right, interesting games this weekend, starting with A&M and Clemson.
I can't wait, man. A&M pushed Clemson to the brink last year. And, you know, Trevor wasn't that great against Georgia Tech. So, you know, here's the thing. Kellen Mond ran five times last week against Texas State, and they had two running backs go over 100 yards. You're going to see a whole lot of Kellen Mond running in Death Valley on Saturday. So I think because of that, they'll have a chance in the fourth quarter. I think ultimately Trevor Lawrence will make a few plays specifically to those wide receivers because Texas A&M can't cover to get the win. But I do think it's going to be closer than a lot of folks think, certainly what Vegas thinks. And I think Texas A&M will have a chance.
We go to LSU and Texas. Joe Burrow is looking good. Are you persuaded by LSU?
No, because that's one game. It's one game, right? Like, okay, sure, they look great against Georgia Southern. They've looked great against other teams like that in the past. It's one thing to have that offense click when you want it to. It's a whole other thing when you have to have it click because you have to. And they're going to have that this weekend. I think Texas will spread them outside to side defensively. I think you're going to see Sam Ellinger really work off sort of like the Tim Tebow offense and find Colin Johnson deep when appropriate. And I think that's going to be the ultimate deciding factor. I love Joe Burrow, what he did last week. He can't be a difference maker when he has to be. I don't believe he can. I think Ed Orgeron will tone it down when he shouldn't. And ultimately, Texas gets the upset win.
Okay, Ole Miss and Arkansas. Who's it matter? Who's it bigger for?
Who's it bigger for? Man, it's probably bigger for Ole Miss, just because Arkansas has, you know, coming off an 0-8 season, they really didn't look all that impressive against Portland State, and you know, you asked me earlier, is Matt Luke on the hot seat? No, but it becomes more of a legitimate question if they lose. You know, whereas Chad Morris, I think everybody at Arkansas married themselves to a super long rebuild. And if they lose, they'll be disappointed for sure. But I think the fact that they played pretty well defensively last week and they ran the ball pretty effectively at least gives them hope for an SEC win. It might not be this week, but if it's not, they still have, you know, sort of that built-in buffer, that built-in you know, golden parachute, the fact that, you know, they're making a tough switch from, you know, from Bielema to Chad Morris.
And who do you like?
I'm going to pick Ole Miss. I mean, their defense was solid against the run. That's a really explosive Memphis team. And really, they held them in check defensively and gave Matt Corral every single shot he needed to win that game. And he couldn't do it. But I think they'll do that again. I think they'll force Ben Hicks or Nick Starkle or both to win it through the air. And I don't think those guys can do it. I think in the fourth quarter, you'll see, you know, some of that running game that we saw for Ole Miss, Ely and Scotty Phillips sort of take advantage of a worn out Arkansas defense and lead Ole Miss to a very, very ugly win.
Tennessee, BYU?
Give me the Cougs, man. Like I said, Tennessee couldn't block. They looked outmatched from a physical standpoint and from a talent standpoint by Georgia State. And now you're going to go up against, you know, offensive and defensive linemen who quite literally are grown adults. They're experienced, and they're experienced adults who have been on mission trips who are 23, 24, 25 years old. That ain't going to work, Tennessee. It just isn't. So, yeah, I think the misery
continues.
It is going
to be so brutal for Tennessee. And if they have to make another coaching change, like, who's the guy? Like, who, like, right now, just hypothetically, who would be out there who you would be thinking about if you were, forget if you're Phil Fulmer, if you were you? Like, if you know already you might have to make a coaching change, who are you looking at?
Mike Leach.
I think that's the right answer. I do think that's the right answer.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to take the job. Like, he was. So I'd go down that road. I'd kick the tires on Matt Campbell at Iowa State. That guy is awesome. Jason Candle, maybe. There's not a whole – I mean, you know, how many people would actually take the Tennessee job? That's the crazy thing is like, okay, so a guy like Matt Campbell, you know, is he going to go from Iowa State to Tennessee? No, he's going to go somewhere bigger. You know, Mike Leach would be the only option.
Mike Leach would do it. Yeah.
And he would do it. Yeah.
West Virginia, Missouri.
Oh, man. Talk about ugly games. Missouri just got torched by Wyoming on the ground last week. West Virginia can't run, but I trust Austin Kendall a little bit more than I trust Kelly Bryant. I know Kelly, you know, kind of lit up Wyoming's defense late. But I mean, I think Austin Kendall's a pretty darn good quarterback. I think you see, you know, a West Virginia team under Neil Brown play a little bit more disciplined. I know they struggled with James Madison last week. That's not necessarily a horrible thing because James Madison's really good. So give me the Mountaineers in a super, super ugly game. Take the under if you're a betting man.
And then let me give you one more. Army's playing Michigan. Obviously, Michigan's 23-point favorite, et cetera. But they were not impressive last week. What do you think of Michigan this year? What do you think of where Harbaugh and that program is?
Same old Michigan. I think they're a 9 or 10 win team that plays the way Harbaugh wants them to play, but doesn't play any other way. And so when they get out of their comfort zone, they're going to struggle. I do think they beat Army. It's a big spread, though, man. And Army limits possessions. That's what they do. And you saw Oklahoma last year with Army. I think Oklahoma scored on every possession, but they only had like five. You know, so if they don't come out hot, if Michigan doesn't come out hot, you could be seeing the same situation. So I think Michigan wins just because I do think they stopped that Army triple option attack enough, but it's going to be close. It's going to be way closer than over 3 touchdowns, which is what Vegas has.
Barrett, love your stuff always. Thank you very much for joining us, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.